This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Italy this evening to participate in the G7 summit in Apulia. In his departure statement ahead of his visit, the Prime Minister said the government is committed to consolidate the India-Italy strategic partnership and bolster cooperation in the Indo-Pacific and the Mediterranean regions. Mr. Modi said he is glad that his first visit in the third consecutive term is to Italy for the G7 summit. He said Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's two-day visit to India last year were instrumental in infusing momentum and depth in the bilateral agenda. The Prime Minister said during the discussions at the outreach session, the focus would be on artificial intelligence, energy, Africa and the Mediterranean. The Prime Minister will participate in the outreach session tomorrow. Union Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu today assumed charge in New Delhi. Mr. Naidu said, creating ease of flying scenario is his topmost priority. On the airfares, he said, his priority would be to bring the prices down and make it more affordable. In Odisha, the CBI has launched an extensive investigation into alleged certificate forgery in Odisha postal recruitment. Searches are at over 67 locations have been conducted across various districts of the state, including Kalahandi, Raigada, Nabarangpur, Kandamal and Kyonjhar. The search teams are striving to uncover the interstate organized gang responsible for providing fake certificates. These certificates were allegedly issued by the Board of High School and Intermediate Education, Allahabad, the West Bengal Board, Kolkata, and the Jharkhand Academic Council, Ranchi, and few others. CBI had registered a case on 9th of May last year on a complaint by the Postal Department. Further investigation into the matter is on. A retest of all the 1,563 candidates who appeared in the NEET UG examination will be held on 23rd of this month who got the grace or compensatory marks in the examination. In a notification issued today, National Testing Agency said that it will issue a public notice shortly and will also contact these candidates through email to ensure that they receive the official communication. The NTA said the decision of retest has been taken according to the Supreme Court's observation on the report of NTA's high-powered committee, the grace or compensatory marks awarded to all 1,563 students stand withdrawn. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, today held a meeting with Indian Olympic Association IOA officials in New Delhi and took stock of preparations related to the Paris Olympics 2024. Briefing the media following the meeting, Indian Olympic Association President P.T. Usha said, all preparations are in place and all facilities have been given to players on top priority. She said IOA expects more medals this time than the Tokyo Olympics. A massive landslide struck the areas around Mangan and other locations in North Sikkim following incessant rainfall since yesterday. The incident led to the loss of three lives, destruction of houses and displacement of families. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang has said efforts are being made to provide every possible support to the victims and affected families. In Maharashtra, six people died and four people were seriously injured in a massive explosion in a firecracker factory this afternoon at Dhamana in Hingra Taluka near Nagpur city. The injured were immediately admitted to a private hospital in Nagpur for treatment. In badminton, Indian shuttlers H.S. Pranoy and Sameer Verma have progressed to the men's singles quarterfinals of the Australian Open in Sydney today. Fifth seed Pranoy got the better of Misha Zilberman of Israel 21-17, 21-15 in the round of 16. And that is the end of this news bulletin.